We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Davi ben Menachem, Rishon Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu, when Yevam was Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Achim Chershim, Nusum L'shtei Achayos Chershos. Here you have a case. Two brothers married to two sisters, but both of the brothers are deaf mutes, and both of the sisters are deaf mutes. Or possible, a case where Olishtei Achayos Pikos, the two deaf-mute brothers are married to two sisters, but those two sisters are Pikos, are competent. Olishtei Achayos, Achas Chereshes V'Achas Pikachas. Or let's say these two brothers, who are both deaf-mutes, are married to two sisters where one is a Chereshes and one is a Pikachas. Or another pasuk. So now, before we get to that, let's understand. The deaf mutes we're speaking about were deaf mutes when they got married. So therefore, if there's a cheresh in the picture, so either the man or the woman, that marriage is considered only derabbanan. Or let's say from the point of view of the sisters. You have two sisters who are both deaf mutes and they're married to two brothers, but both brothers are competent, are pikchim, they're married to two deaf mutes. The achayos are chershim, are chershos, and the brothers are chershim. So the case of we already have that case. This case of two cherishim was already in the first case, but for symmetry, the Mishnah gives us all the possibilities. L'shnei achin. Or you have two sisters who are chershos, and they're married to two brothers, where one is a cheresh, one is a pikeach. So in any of the, so says the Mishnah, hare elu, pturos min achalitza umin hayibum. So in any of these cases, if one of the husbands dies without children, and the almana, the yevama, falls to the brother, So the halacha is that their pater, this yavam, is pater from chalitza and pater from yibam. Why? Since the yavam is married to the sister of the yavama, so they can't get married because it's achos ishto, the wife's sister. We know that's an erva all the way from the beginning of the Masechta, the first Mishnah. Now you'll say, hold on, this erva is only asur midirabanan to him. Why? Because the yavam's wife is only married to him midrabban because there's a cheresh in the mix. And what when you have, so now if you have, so that means that the erva, the sister, achos ishto, is only, it would only be an erva midrabbanon because the marriage is only midrabbanon, so the achos ishto is only midrabbanon. So usually when we have an erva derabbanon, we need chalitza, but we don't have that problem here. Why? Because even the yibum zika, even the yibum bond is only midrabbanon because there was a cheresh in the original marriage. And therefore, a derabbanon erva can, the fact that there's an erva there, that basically releases the woman automatically as an erva normally would. Of course, it would get things complicated. Well, things will get complicated when we have a case where the yibum bond is doraisa, but the marriage is only derabbanon. So we'll get to that at some point. Vima yunachrios. If let's say the wives are not related. So two brothers married two women. They're not sisters. So here, one of the partners is a deaf mute, and one of the brothers died without children. So now the Yavama is waiting for Yibam. So what do we do in this case? Yichnosu. So here, there's no problem of Achos Ishto because they're not sisters. The Yavam should marry the widow, should perform Yibam. You can't do Chalitza. Why? Because he's a deaf mute. Deaf mute can't do Chalitza. And we've mentioned that in the past, but that's the Yavam, the Yavam and the Yavama have to say certain psukim in that chalitza ceremony. So of course they can't do so. Therefore the only choice they have is Yichnosu, is Yibum, but not chalitza. Vimratzu lahotzi, yotziu. And if they want to then divorce, if they have to Yibum, they want to separate, so then Yavam gives a get to his wife. So you say, now, hold on a second. In the case where the Yavam is a deaf mute, hold on, I thought a get, Gerushin is only effective midrabanon. It's okay. That will allow, that get derabanon will allow the woman to remarry. Why? Because the whole Yibam, the Yibam itself marriage was only derabanon because the original marriage was only derabanon because there was a deaf mute in the mix. Now we begin Perek Yudalin Mishnah Dalit, and the Kahati gives you makes the following point. He says, Shesha Mishnah Shalufanenu, Dalit through test, Hein Barov Hasvarim Mishnah Achas. You'll see in many Svarim, in most Svarim, are one Mishnah. all in Mishnah Dalet, and at the end, and that ends the parak. So why do we have from Mishnah Dalet until Mishnah Tes? But of course, in the Mishnah Yomis, divides it up into six. So therefore, we'll divide it up into six as well. So Perek Yudalid Mishnah Dalid Shnei Achim Echad Cheresh VeEchad Pikeach. Here we have two brothers. One is the Cheresh, one's a Pikeach. Nisun L'Shteachad is Pikchos. They're married to two sisters who are Pikchos. So we know that they're both competent. The deaf mute's marriage is only the Rabbanan. But you realize if there's one marriage here, if one of the brothers is a Pikeach and both of the sisters are Pikchos, so that means there is a Doraisa marriage, the Pikeach to the Pikachas. So Meis Cheresh Bala Pikachas. So this is easy, this case. If the Cheresh dies, so now what happens? His wife, who is a competent, falls to a Pikeach, to a competent brother. So Maya said Pikeach Bala Pikachas. What should he do? Says the Mishnah, nothing. Teitze Mishamachos Isha. He can't marry her. She is completely released because based on what we learned in the first Mishnah in the whole Masechta, because she's Achos Isha, she's an Erev with him, and an Erev de Oraisa, and therefore we can't perform, there's no Mi'ibim or Chalitza to be done. She's completely released because of the fact that she's an Erev. So that's if the Cheresh dies, and the woman, the Pikachas, falls to Pikeach. But so now things get complicated. If the Pikeach married to the Pikachas dies, and now this Pikachas, this competent woman, Yavama, falls to the Yavam, but the Yavam is a Cheresh, aha, Maya se Cheresh bala Pikachas, what should he do? What's the problem? So this deaf mute, who's married, only has a derabbanan marriage. But on a Doraisa level, this is Yibam, he has Yibam to do. So, and not only that, the woman who is the woman who he's supposed to be Yibam to, me Doraisa, is a sister of his wife. So what should he do? So says the Mishnah like this: Motzi Ishto Beget. He has to divorce his wife. Can't stay married to her. Why can't she stay married to his wife? Because she is Achos Zukukaso. She is the sister of the woman of the Yavama who is Zukuk to him on a Doraisa level. So he can't stay married to his wife. But what about the Yavama? What happens to her? The Eisha Sachiv Asrul Olam. She can't marry anyone. We're assuming there are no other brothers besides this one. Another brother can do Yibam or Chalitza. But here, there's only one brother. And he was married originally to the Yavama's sister. So here's the problem. She can't marry anyone because the deaf mute is only her brother-in-law. Is her brother-in-law, and there's no way for her to be released. Why not Yibam? I'll tell you why. He can't do Yibam with her because this woman is his wife's sister. I mean, he divorced his wife, but it doesn't. We know that Achos Ishto is still an Isser after divorce. It's only Mutter where she dies. So here, even though he divorced his wife. Remember, this person is a Cheresh, who's now the Yavam. He had to divorce his wife, but his wife still, the Yavama, who is his Yavama Mida Oraisa, as a Bantar Mida Oraisa, is his wife's sister. So therefore, he can't do Yibum. Now this, it's true, it's only midrabanan, because since his marriage, the Achos Isha problem was only midrabanan, because his marriage itself was only midrabanan, so the Achos Isha is only midrabanan. So therefore, since it's midrabanan, well, that's a problem, because since it's midrabanan, the Achos Isha is not going to be released as normally would, as we had in the previous Mishnah. So we need Chalitza for her to marry someone else. The problem is that a deaf mute can't do Chalitza. So she remains usher forever.